Dave Johnson's here from Pearl Technology. On Mondays, he comes in and blows our mind with stuff. A couple of big profile companies attacked last week.
Yeah, but first I have a health concern. Danny's eating Doritos for breakfast. All right.
Oh, no. No. His doctor told him he didn't get enough.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's good.
He went and saw his doctor and said, you need to up the Dorito intake, specifically in the morning. So it's good. He's taking care of it.
Okay.
All right. What do we got?
So a couple hacks that have been in the fringe news lately. One of them's Uber.
Yeah.
And the other one is Grand Theft Auto 6, which is not yet released.
The new one.
And it's being attributed to Lapsus. We've talked about Lapsus. It's some half a dozen teenagers around the world. They've pulled off hacks with Samsung, T-Mobile, Microsoft. So these guys are good at what they do.
So when they do that, then are they just playing, or do they hold ransoms and things like that? Are they making money?
We don't really know. Some of it's more like hacktivism, where they're just proving they can do it. But they have done ransoms. So, yes, they are financially motivated.
All right, they are financially motivated.
With Uber, this was an interesting one. So these guys are famous for social engineering, tricking people into giving up their own credentials, right?
Okay.
So, you know,
that's what that's called, social engineering.
Social engineering. So like phishing emails. Hey, you need to re-log into your account.
Okay.
And then they capture your user ID and password. Boom, now they got you. So they're really good at that. And they did that at Uber. But Uber had implemented multi-factor authentication, which we've also talked about.
Yes, we have.
Said this is a great idea.
Right.
That's where your phone gets either a little thing that you tap or
I always feel good when I get that code.
Yeah. And so the Lapsus couldn't get in because they're like, well, dang it.
Yeah.
The real person has the phone. I can't get in now.
Sure.
So they did a thing that's now being called MFA fatigue attacking.
And I'm nervous about what it stands for.
That's honestly what I thought right off the bat, too. Great minds think alike. But what it is they're like, you know what? We know people. We're social engineers. If you just keep bugging them, they're going to go, oh, what the heck?
I'll do it.
And do it.
Yeah.
And that's what they do. They keep sending the thing to your phone. So, you know, you're trying to text your friend.
Yeah.
And this thing keeps popping up going, you know, tap here to continue. And you're like, screw it. And
you tap it. The minute you do that, you're in.
You're done.
They're in.
Yeah. And so.
So then when you get the multi-level that number.
Uh-huh.
What do you call it? The
Multi-factor authentication.
Authentication. Mm-hmm. They have it. Yeah.
And that's how they got in.
Right.
So leave it up to teenagers to do something that fatigues you into giving up.
Yeah.
Anybody who's had a teenager, all the teenage, the parents of teenagers at home right now are going, listen, I get it, man.
Dad.
Oh, yeah.
Dad. Okay, go. Get out of here. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's how they got in, and they basically got into everything at Uber. I mean, anybody who's used an Uber probably ought to be a little nervous right now.
You know, I am very grateful that I had somebody got up my credit card information through Uber,
mm-hmm.
And they charged some rides in mm-hmm. other places in the country. Cost me a couple hundred bucks, I think. I think Discover gave it back to me, but I canceled Uber because of it. So I feel good about that now. Now I'm out.
Yeah.
Should you hesitate about using Uber right now, or should you maybe reset your password?
I would reset my password for sure.
Yeah.
Always, whenever something's been.
You know what
hacked.
You can do with Uber is you don't have to put it on a credit card. You can go through them. And have it set up differently so that your credit card info is not vulnerable.
Yeah.
And it's a little safer if you do that. Or buy a gift card. That way.
That's usually safer because there's a dead end
there's
on that.
There's a dead end. Yeah.
When was the last time a local cab company got hacked?
I don't know the answer to that. They get robbed.
I took a taxi in Atlanta.
Oh.
Everybody's in the Uber line, which meant there was a whole bunch of taxis open. And I'm like, that's quick and easy.
I took a cab in Peoria a couple of weeks ago.
Did you?
I was felt so weird. So weird. But, yeah, it's safer.
This is a true story, though. I handed the guy my credit card, and he got out one of those machines where you put the piece of paper in.
No way.
Yeah, I'm telling you 100% the truth. And I'm like, dude. Screw it! I got cash.
Was he driving a Model T?
No,
was going on, Dave,
but he had.
I didn't even know those were still around.
Dan's Cab Company.
Dave Johnson, Pearl.